Today, I'm going to talk about moving, exercise, doing something for your body that also does something for your mind, your thinking, and your creativity, and your health. So movement does a lot of things. It stimulates your heart to pump harder and oxygenate your blood. It just cleans you out, clears you out. We have 4 times more lymph fluid in our body, in our lymphatic system, than we do in our vascular system with our heart beating blood through our body. That exercise, it oxygenates your blood, but it also moves your lymph system. Your lymph system doesn't do any circulating unless you are moving it. Now, one way you can move your lymph is to actually take deep breaths and hold them, and you can feel that pressure in your fingers and in parts of your arms. That's your lymph moving around because you've changed the pressure of your body. Another way, if you're not a runner or you're not doing that at the gym, if you're not doing something that's moving your body around, you can buy a rebounder. I have a great source you can connect with me. I can connect you with a source I have for a high quality rebounder, but you can get these little bouncers. You can get them at a sporting goods store. And what they do, you can just, without even leaving your toes, you can go up and down from heel to toe and you can bounce. And if you put your arms up above your head, you can feel the pressure changing in your hands. That's your lymph moving. And when you do that, like I have done it really successfully many times when I've started to feel a little bit under the weather, I hit that little rebounder for 10 minutes in the morning, in the evening, and maybe while I'm watching TV, and it circulates and it clears out and cleans out your things in your body that can make you sick. So we are meant to be moving. We're designed to be moving, and that system would be operating fully if we were, but often in our current day life, we don't get a chance to do that. I also want to suggest that if you're working your way back into movement, that you ease into it. When you're younger, you can just start running without stretching or anything. But, right now I walk for a bit. Then while I'm warmed up, I do some active stretching. Then I start my run or my walk. And then if I get tight during that run or walk or other exercise, I stop and I stretch that. It's a great time to stretch when you're warm. So, and then, one last point is that weight training is very, very good. It actually promotes and produces growth hormone even in 70 and 80 year olds who haven't been lifting weights. So it's kind of like youth serum. And that is really good cardiovascular also. When you start lifting some weights, you really start breathing and your heart starts pumping. So just a little bit on, moving your body and what movement can do for you. Post in the chat or send me an email what you like to do. We'll connect there. Have a beautiful day and get some movement in.